In the July 20th meeting of the Monroe County Election Board, Democratic Representative Carolyn VanderWiel sought to reassure voters that Indiana law protects their private information. VanderWiel's statement came after a request last month by the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity asking secretaries of state for an expansive set of information on individual voters, including Hoosiers.
They made a request that all the secretaries of state provide them with information about people's voting records in Indiana, including social security numbers, birth dates, political affiliation, and voting history.
Many secretaries of state who are limiting how much information they will turn over to the commission.
Our secretary of state had said she would not provide information to the commission about voter social security numbers, birth dates, political affiliation, or voting history. That the state law only allows us to share voters' names, congressional districts, and addresses. I would like people to be aware that your voting registration is a public record, but there are limitations as to who can access that or how much they can access, and nobody has access to Social Security numbers or ID numbers.
Monroe County Election Board Republican Representative William Ellis echoed VanderWiel's assertion that voting records are public record, although he stated that the request for voters' Social Security numbers seemed an overreach.
Even though your party affiliation, we don't have party affiliations technically in Indiana, your primary voting record would be, and that is how most political parties do determine party affiliation, and for Indiana state law, that is how your eligibility to run for a political party is determined to be on the ballot. So that would be available, but like Carolyn said, Social Security numbers, and that is redacted even from every type of sales disclosure form when you buy property. So needing that for voting.
VanderWiel said the request for information has prompted voters in many states to cancel their voter registration.
I would point out that that doesn't eliminate the fact that you're already on the public record. So even if you canceled your voter registration, that information would still be available, at least for the next few years, because we're required to keep those things on hand. The only thing that canceling your voter registration is going to do is to make you ineligible to vote in the next election unless you re-register.
VanderWiel suggested that the board may want to develop a policy on what, if any, voter registration lists might be made available through public records requests. VanderWiel volunteers as a news anchor for WFHB.